Good afternoon. This is Christopher Rank with some exciting news from Delmarva Public Radio. Starting the weekend of September 6th on a Saturday, we are going to begin broadcasting some locally produced classical music concerts. The first two concerts will come to us from Coastal Concerts, and the second two concerts in September will be from the 2014 Chesapeake Chamber Music Competition. These concerts will be broadcast Saturdays at noon on WSCL 89.5 FM. The following is a short interview with our station manager, Dana Whitehair, and Dan Crampton from Coastal Concerts.
It's Dana Whitehair. I'm general manager of Delmarva Public Radio. I'm here with Dan Crampton, who is, gosh, Dan, what is your position with Coastal Concerts? What would we call it? Are you the person who was standing in the wrong place at the wrong time when they said we need somebody to go down to Salisbury to talk?
You know me so well. I do have a title now, though, that I can freely use. I'm vice president.
The reason we're here talking is because Dan is representing Coastal Concerts, and he and I have been working for quite a few months on getting some of the Coastal Concerts concerts, which take place up in Lewis, Delaware, on the air here on Delmarva Public Radio. Dan has been my contact. He has worked diligently along with me to get a few of these concerts recorded and got broadcast releases signed by the artists and everything. And that is why we are here today, because we're in the process of bringing these concerts to you via WSCL and Delmarva Public Radio. And so I wanted to talk with Dan about the history of Coastal Concerts, and also the season that just ended that we're now broadcasting, and the upcoming season as well. So first of all, I was very pleasantly surprised when I found Coastal Concerts, and was very, very impressed with the world-class talent that you're bringing in. How did Coastal Concerts come into being, and how long has this been around?
It came into being in a modest way. It was people who were living in Lewis who asked the question, I think, amongst themselves, why do we have to go travel so far at the time of year when the weather's bad, when it's off-season, to hear decent music? And they began to bat back and forth the idea that why do we go there, why don't we see if we can bring artists to Lewis? It was as simple as that in its initial stages. We're starting our 16th season. So it has grown to the point where the hall that we use for our concerts, that's Bethel United Methodist Church Hall, it's a fellowship hall next to the church that used to be a roller rink, and therefore it has fantastic acoustics.
Fantastic acoustics.
And it has the virtue of, if you are up close to the artist and the stage, you can watch their interaction so intimately, mm-hmm. and watch how they operate and communicate back and forth with each other so well that it's prime seating there, but we charge the same amount for all the seats. And if you happen to be in the back, you get what I would consider the best blended sound. So it's actually a wonderful place, a wonderful venue for the kind of chamber music concert that we present.
Was this a community group that came together, or did they have some municipal help, or was this just private individuals who just said, by God, we want to have chamber music here?
It's a little complicated. They were tacked on to an existing musical program, but then became independent. And it was just, you know, people in the community who did whatever they had to do to bring this about. And it started very modestly. I think the first group that we had, I could be wrong about this, but I think the first group that we had was Brandywine Baroque.
I would say modest is probably not a word that I would use to describe the programming that you're bringing in these years. As I said earlier, I was absolutely astonished at the quality that you're bringing in, and very attracted to the possibility of coming in and doing some recording up there. And I was equally happy that Coastal Concerts was so cooperative with us.
You know, actually, our audience has been very pleased with this idea. They're somewhat entranced by the idea of having these recordings. And I must say, you've done it with a great deal of invisibility.
That's my specialty. Yes, if I could have an invisible mic, that would be great. But I like to hide when I'm recording. And I can say that I do remember the first concert that we were up there, and they announced that Delmarva Public Radio was going to be recording a concert for later broadcast, and there was applause, and that warmed
my heart.
It's almost
like we were passing out chocolates.
That warmed my heart. What has warmed my heart even more has been the quality of the concerts that that I have been able to record for Delmarva Public Radio up there. So that brings us to the present.
Yes, it does.
And to the future.
Yes, it does.
The 2014-2015 season is about to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are on sale. So what do you have in the pipeline for the coming season?
Well, on Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m., we are going to present the pianist Leon Bates, who is from Philadelphia originally, was born in Philadelphia. He had musical talent that shined through at an early age. I think in his bio it says something like 5 or 6 years old his talent was there. He went on to be enrolled in the Settlement Music School in Philadelphia and is now one of the most well-known pianists in the world. His name is very, very prominent. We're happy to have him. And we have the Portland String Quartet. This is a string quartet not from Portland, Oregon, but from Portland, Maine. And what this allows us to do is program piano quintets. Leon Bates will play some Schubert impromptus on a solo basis at the beginning of the concert. But that then will be followed by two quintets. And it's very unusual to be able to hear a piano quintet. It's not done that often, and there aren't that many written. The most famous is the Schumann piano quintet, and that we will be presenting. And we will also be presenting one that's sort of a sleeper, but a very beautiful work. It's by the woman composer, Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, otherwise known as Amy Beach.
Amy Beach.
Who is, you know, is on public radio,
mm-hmm.
and classical music public radio is now beginning to be played more and more and more. Well, she has a lovely one of these works, a piano quintet, which will also be on the same program. I think it'll be quite good.
Good.
It's the fact that you can hear a piano quintet, if you have any interest in chamber music at all, this might draw you that alone. But then you put Leon Bates on top of it, and we've got a winner, we think.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And then, and that is October 18th, so that is actually coming up fairly quickly. And then in November.
In November we have, I hate to say something unusual and special for every time we turn the page here. But but we do have something really quite unusual. When you think of instruments that are used in chamber music, the saxophone doesn't immediately leap to mind. And not only does a single saxophone not immediately leap to mind, but a saxophone quartet doesn't leap to mind. Well, we're going to have one. And we have some of the best, in this group, there are some of the most distinguished saxophone players around. They'll play a tenor sax, a baritone sax, and so forth. And because the repertoire for a saxophone quartet, as you might imagine, is not exactly reaching back to Beethoven's day, they have decided in their best interests to commission works for them. And many of the pieces on here will be fresh commissions from the saxophone, Prism Saxophone Quartet,
mm-hmm.
that give them something fun to play. So it's a lot of contemporary music, but I think if you like the saxophone, you can't miss this, because this is going to be wild.
So that is the Prism...
That's the Prism Saxophone Quartet.
And that's on November 22nd of 2014. And how does one find information about this and get tickets?
Oh, please. We're already selling subscriptions, and you can buy them online. Just go to our website. There's a ton of information on our website, and I just encourage everybody to just go check it out. It's Coastal Concerts, all one word, CoastalConcerts .org, or you can call toll-free at 888-212-6458.
Okay.
And we have, during the summer is a good time to check us out because subscriptions are a bargain. You can get all five of our concerts for the price of four. And that will go, that will be in effect till sometime in September. I think it's September 13th that we take off what we call our early bird subscription. So this is a good time to check us out. And if you want to come this season, this is a good deal. Otherwise, each concert is $30. Although, if you are between the ages of 10 and 18 years, you can get in free, and you can bring one adult with you free.
Hmm.
And if you are a student over the age of 19 or over, you can get a student discount by showing a valid student ID, and you can get in for $20.
Well, Dan Crampton.
$10. I'm sorry, $10. It's even better than I meant.
Even better.
Even better. $10.
Well, Dan Crampton, I appreciate you coming down from Lewis. And the website for information on the upcoming season is at coastalconcerts.org. Dan, it's been a pleasure to work with you so far this season. I'm looking forward to working with you and the rest of the organization next season.
I feel the same way.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for coming down.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right.